The Long's Garage for IDOT certification and save time and travel at their convenient, dedicated safety lane. Long's Garage in Urbana is the smart way to maintain your transportation. Call 217-367-3942. Just don't wait too long.
Different take on the latest North Korea summit. I'm Chris Foster of Fox News. The North Koreans disputing President Trump's version of events. Still in Hanoi, Vietnam, here's Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, Kim Jong-un is also still here, beginning a state visit to Vietnam, and his top diplomat is disputing President Trump's claim that Kim demanded sanctions imposed over North Korea's nuclear weapons be lifted in their entirety. A senior American official since clarifying that North Korea was willing to accept some sanctions remaining in place. North Korean state media is making no mention of the summit's collapse, instead publishing photos of the leaders together and calling the talks constructive. Chris?
Simon, thanks. Another Democrats running for president, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee saying in a campaign video,
"I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this. Join our movement. This is our moment."
He's 68 years old, a former congressman. Vice President Pence is among today's speakers at the Conservative Political Action Conference live in National Harbor, Maryland, as Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, the vice president is a headliner at CPAC today. Other speakers include Senator Ted Cruz and counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway. People here are concerned about the country moving in a socialist direction.
Running further and further to the left, and that is really a problem. It's going to be if they nominate a really socialist liberal candidate in the general election.
Yesterday, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow telling conservatives to put socialism on trial. President Trump speaks here tomorrow. Chris?
Rachel, thank you. The Philadelphia Phillies signed Bryce Harper to the biggest contract in American team sports history. It's $330 million over 13 years. Harper's 26 years old, now formerly a Washington National. The deal's done pending a physical being conducted today. This is Fox News.
Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Texting privacy rules and terms and conditions at textrules.us.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away three full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word food to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy three of her best 30-minute meals for free, so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text food to 246810. That's food to 246810. Food to 246810.
Test flight of the SpaceX Crew Dragon is set late tonight, early tomorrow morning.
The launch will be the first of its kind, the liftoff of a commercially built American rocket and spacecraft designed to carry astronauts to the International Space Station. However, Saturday's launch of the SpaceX Crew Dragon is just a test flight. No one will be on board. NASA and the company admit there's a lot of work ahead before the craft will carry people into space. Weather permitting, the Crew Dragon will launch from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida Saturday morning at 2:49 Eastern Time. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Police cadets shot and killed in Würzburg, Germany, apparently accidentally by another trainee. A police inspector says the two men, both about 20 years old, were in their room in a police barracks when one discharged his weapon. In the weather forecast here,
Northern California and parts of the West will continue to see scattered rain and snow showers over the next few days. Another round of heavier rain and snow moves into the region this weekend. A wintry mix of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow is moving across the central Appalachians, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast. Another storm moves in tonight and Saturday. A more impressive system could bring measurable snow Sunday night into Monday across the Northeast. Portions of the Northern Plains, the Upper Midwest, and Great Lakes remain below average with another shot of Arctic air returning this weekend. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
The Williamson County, Tennessee School District's apologizing for a middle school social studies assignment that had kids pretend to be slave owners and come up with job expectations for their slaves. The students were also asked to create a political cartoon about immigrant labor and write a public service announcement about the danger of living in urban areas. The two teachers who assigned the homework also apologized personally and said it will not be graded. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures are up 188 points, and I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Westville Junior High School Principal Jared Ellison has been named this year's Middle School Principal of the Year. It is an award given by the Illinois Principals Association. The News Gazette says criteria for the award includes demonstrating advocacy for children, ensuring a positive school climate and high student and staff morale, and demonstrating a willingness to take risks to improve student learning. Victoria's Secret has announced it is closing more stores. The retailer plans to close 53 more stores. The announcement comes after Victoria's Secret closed 30 stores last year, with an average of 15 stores per year. The closings make up 4% of the company's 1,100 locations. A Mahomet man has been found not guilty of sexually molesting a child. A Champaign County jury had deliberated for 14 hours over 2 days in the case of 36-year-old Benjamin Crowley. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year after year. Call Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC-certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Good Friday morning and happy third month of the year 2019. 3-1-2019. We made it to the third month already. Spring ahead on the clocks a week from tomorrow night. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket. Floors from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, County Namath, Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Diane Ducey with our weekend weather.
Morning, Stevie. High 41 expected today. Partly cloudy. 29 our low tonight. Up to 35 tomorrow. More clouds down to 24. And we have a chance of snow overnight and into Sunday's forecast. Morning snow showers. High 26 expected. Down to around 5 at night. Right now, the temperature's at 23 on ESPN 93.5.
You know, when we went out for Miss America in Atlantic City, went to New York City, we went and toured Fox News, and so every time I see Fox on TV, it is fascinating to see how they take a small room, relatively speaking, and just flip it. It's amazing what they're getting out of their sets. It's essentially two areas, and they just move things around and put different backgrounds and backdrops, and it's quite clever. I'd like to know the guy who's in charge, man or woman, who runs these sets, because it's like amazing. Anyway, good morning, Friday. Good to have you listening. It's unofficial, kind of no buzz going on, which is fabulous. It means that our officials at the University of Illinois and the entire community of Champaign-Urbana have tamped this down to the point where hopefully it is becoming a non-event. This is not a good thing when people from all over that don't care about your campus come and binge drink. It's never been a good idea. And they've worked hard to stop stuff that sprouts up on social media. But I think it's better for the town. I'm glad that that things aren't happening as much as they were. And here's hoping it's a smooth next 2 days here, because everything kind of gets going today and tomorrow. Back in the day, man, this thing was ridiculous. Busloads of folks coming in. There's not a lot of chatter on the social media sites as well, so it's all good. Okay, good to have you along. We're going to catch up with one of our good friends, Mina Bowes. We'll do that in a few minutes. Mina is on a drop-off with her kids, I think, so we'll catch up her coming up in just a few moments. Also coming up today, David Grasso, President Trump cut short the North Korea summit, and the Democrats are saying way to go. The Democrats are saying, you know what, good to walk away versus make a bad deal. So there's that, but it was they canceled the luncheon, canceled the signing, so they had the stuff ready. And apparently Kim Jong-un asked for the moon, and Donald Trump said, no, sometimes you got to walk.
Uh-huh.
And so they left. And then North Korea had a very rare midnight presser. Oh, he didn't ask for all that. Okay. Nice to see you.
I see.
It was lost in translation. Maybe. I don't know.
I got a text in from Chris and Homer thanking us for the Rodney Carrington tickets. He and his wife had a great time last night. I laughed so hard.
Really good?
My brother's sitting on either side of me and with their wives. And we just, I mean, he's on the crude side. But still.
Stevie J wouldn't have liked it?
I don't think so.
I gotcha. But, I tell you who I do like, and I'm glad... what's the guy's name?
Rodney Carrington.
Rodney Carrington. I'm glad people enjoyed it at the Virginia Theater. I like Jim Gaffigan.
Okay.
I think he makes me belly laugh.
Uh-huh.
He's really, really good, and he's got all kinds of specials. He said, I get a call from my child. He says, I just want to hear your voice. I say, buy my album. It's just good stuff.
Good stuff. And country music fans, I know Russell Dickerson and Carly Pierce were at City Center last night. We also have Blake Shelton in Peoria. I mean, it was a busy night last night. Big Grove Tavern had a 5-course meal spotlighting Mexico City. This weekend is very active. They have a play going on, the Junior Women's Club doing Littlest Mermaid at the Orpheum Children's Science Museum. The Day of the Drum is exciting at Krannert Center, and the Kodo Drum is coming in on Saturday, so that should be fun to check out Saturday night.
Let's try Mina one more time.
Okay.
If we don't get her, then we'll move on in our Friday show. We got lots to talk about. The Illini play basketball Sunday afternoon / evening, 5:30, I think, is the very unique start time for Illinois Northwestern. The Wildcats lost again last night. They're firmly last in the Big Ten by like 2 full games. And, yeah, that's a game we have to have to beat Northwestern. Hey, no matter what, we had a glimpse of Brett Underwood and what this thing's going to look like. You just got to get people. And you get people, then you've got a shot to be pretty good, as everybody knows. And I think we had a glimpse. I don't know how it's going to finish. But Illinois has gave you a good 4 weeks of what this could be. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite guests, we haven't talked to in a long time, Executive Dean of Public Policy and Public Service Programs at Hofstra University. What is it, snowing, Mina?
It is snowing in March in New York, yes. And, you know, sadly...
what were you... Who were you dropping off?
I was dropping off my middle school son, who I actually had to walk part of the way, which was completely fine. But he was very worried I would miss this call.
Oh,
so,
what a nice young man.
It takes a village.
It takes a village. Dr. Mina Bowes, I love chatting with you. You're also an ace when it comes to the presidency. Highly learned. I would definitely enroll in your class. I don't know if politically we align at all, but I love talking to you.
Well,
because
that doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't matter at all, and I think that you're a person that you can have a conversation with. But have you noticed that this divide, it's really hard to even talk to the far left and the far right? You can't even converse anymore.
Well, you know, that was, I think, Stevie J, I noticed that with the hearings. As I was watching some of that on Wednesday, I didn't get to see the whole thing, but I read a lot about it, and then I was watching it in the afternoon, and it was interesting, the posturing that goes on.
Yeah.
Members of Congress have have to be so attentive to their public position and what's going to be tweeted or what's going to be replayed that it's a little frustrating, I think, if you're watching it and wondering, well, what's going to happen next? And I think you pointed out that we really need to see what the Mueller report brings. There's clearly a lot there.
It's like 800 pages is what they're saying. I don't think there's anything, because I think we would have heard about it by now, as far as collusion and impeachable, all these other things. And with Michael Cohen, I'm sure some of what he said was true, but what part? Because you got a guy going to jail for lying, represented by Hillary Clinton's inside lawyer. It just, there's some credibility there, and I didn't know how to handle it. And then I was trying to watch Vietnam and Hanoi.
Right. Well, you know, I think with the Cohen testimony, I mean, this is a person who's fallen far, and
yeah.
his attitude was much more contrite than he was a couple of years ago. And, you know, there definitely seemed to be a sense of, you know, we've won and what we do is right. And that's problematic. I don't think it puts the credibility of everything he says into question, but it just kind of, I think, points out the difficulty of kind of just trying to discern what was happening and what was happening in 2016 and 17, and then also what we want to know about presidential candidates. So I think, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the tax returns that President Trump never released his. And this has been an issue in the past with previous presidents. Senator McCain didn't want to release his full return. Most presidential candidates in the end have released something or released more. But, you know, these are kind of the questions that we have to consider. And then, of course, there's a question of there have been convictions, guilty pleas from the Mueller investigation. What does this mean for the White House? I mean, these are big questions that have to be addressed. I'm not sure we can dismiss them, but I don't think we can dismiss them. But at the same time, it's a little premature. You know, people really kind of want to know, does this mean, is the president out of office? Is the president going to be impeached? Impeachment doesn't mean conviction. It means charging with a crime. I would say we just don't know. The House has the votes the Democrats have the votes to impeach. There are not the votes to convict in the Senate. So I think, there is a real question about, you know, impeachment is a political, it's a legal tool in a political process. Will the Democrats decide to employ that? At this point in time, I think it doesn't seem likely.
Well, it would be, do you want to spend your capital? And the whole thing would be on impeachment. And listen, after they impeached Bill Clinton, there was empathy. His numbers went up.
Right.
I think.
Right. And that's what Mark Penn wrote something about that, for The Hill, just saying again that this is a distraction as it was for President Clinton. Now, again, I mean, there was substance to what happened. There was a reason why President Clinton was impeached. So that's where you kind of, it's hard because you don't have, you know, politics is not a pure process.
Right. But this seems to be the first time in my lifetime I can remember as much hate and vitriol. And to get somebody out because they just think he's the worst man ever, and they were shocked that he actually won. I think we're getting over that. I think there's some of that. I want to play this as a new political phenomenon and get your opinion.
I'm at least trying, and they're not. So the power is in the person who's trying, regardless of the success. If you're trying, you've got all the power. You're driving the agenda. You're doing all this stuff. Like, I just introduced Green New Deal 2 weeks ago, and it's creating all of this conversation. Why? Because no one else has even tried. Because no one else has even tried. So people are like, oh, it's unrealistic. Oh, it's vague. Oh, it doesn't address this little minute thing. And I'm like, you try. You do it.
Right.
Because you're not. So until you do it, I'm the boss.
Mm.
So that's Representative Ocasio-Cortez, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, but it's interesting what she's saying. Her questions during the hearing were very focused, on point. She stayed within her time. Actually, I think she gave back some of her time to Representative Cummings. Whether you agree with her or not, I mean, she's obviously speaking to a friendly audience there. I wouldn't say that you have the power if you're asking the question. It's getting the deal done. But I do think Representative Ocasio-Cortez is making a good point that you can't stop something with nothing. I mean, if you want to actually, you can. You can stop a plan from going forward, but if you actually want to move forward, then we have to start thinking about, right, what we want to do about environmental policy, what business interests are. It doesn't mean that necessarily that her agenda has to be the basis for discussion, but then something else needs to be offered.
Well, I think there's been other people. I think it was little, there've been other tries. I think that for her to say nobody else has even tried isn't accurate, that there have been attempts. It just hasn't ever gotten any legs to it. Final question, I got to go, but the last question, What emerges from the Democrats? Is it going to be an Elizabeth Warren? I think it's far too left to go that far for the main general election, but how do they navigate the progressives?
Stevie J, that is, I think in 2019, that's the question we're all looking at. And I think part of that depends on how they navigate this policy minefield. I mean, frankly, you're right. Other things have been decided. Other proposals have been made. So which Democrat can talk the talk and build a coalition and show they can get things done? Senator Warren, as whatever people think of her efforts with regulation, has had responsibilities in consumer financial protection. That gives her some policy expertise. I'm not sure that she can build a winning coalition nationally or even necessarily in the Democrats, but I think the person the Democrats nominate has to show they can get things done. You could say that President Trump didn't do that, but of course he had his business record, right, was what he is. The Democrats need to be able to show that they can get things done, either privately, publicly, or both.
I would think that Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, even Howard Schultz seem to be someone in the... I just don't know if the left allow that.
Well, Schultz running as an independent doesn't help. If he chose to run in the Democratic on the Democratic ticket, I would say
he's called out the left. They'd never accept him. So I don't.
But then who do the Democrats? I know you have to go, and we can talk about this more. But then who do the Democrats bring in? Every person you've named has been in politics for so long.
Yeah.
It's almost as though the Democrats need another Obama.
Yeah. Well, and they're thinking they want it to be Cory Booker, Kamala Harris. They're just too far left. All right, we got to talk again sometime.
I would love to.
I'd enroll in your class. It's really cool. You'd learn it. We don't agree on everything, but it's awesome, and I love chatting, and kudos to your middle school boy. You tell him I'm proud of him. He's a great young man and walking the snow.
Oh, he'll love it. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Mina Bowe. She is Executive Dean, Public Policy and Public Service Programs at Hofstra University, Long Island. Great to have her on. I always liked having her and chatting with her. She's fun to talk to, and it's a definitely different opinion than mine, but that's cool. It's good to chat and talk with folks who don't agree with you, but sometimes in this day, it's tough because you're just on different planes of reality. If you get too far left, it's very difficult to understand where they're coming from because it's so far from where you are. So it's good to have Mina on and appreciate her time this morning in a snowstorm in New York in March. ESPN 93.5 Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, Old Navy is being separated from the rest of Gap Inc. In addition to Gap stores, the company also owns Banana Republic. Old Navy's business has been stronger than the rest of the company as shoppers look for discounts in trendy athleisure clothing. Old Navy will be its own company with its own stock. Separately, the company is planning to close approximately 230 of its Gap stores. Foot Locker is reporting a stronger than expected holiday season with sales up 9.7% at existing stores. Its earnings easily top forecasts. Caesars Entertainment is making changes to satisfy concerns from shareholder Carl Icahn. It's adding 3 directors to its board, 3 existing board members will step down, and the company is expected to name a new CEO. The Dow dropped 69 yesterday, NASDAQ was down 21. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right.
Well, one of my favorites at Fox is Crystal Berger. How are you?
Hey, Stevie. Hey, Diane. How are you guys today?
Good.
Terrific.
All right, your book is titled Speak Up. Tell me about it.
Oh, my gosh. So it's a book that's a collaborative effort, and it's about really speaking up, using your voice and your business and life and really honing in on what your message is. It's funny, one of my former mentors, he wrote a book called You Are the Message, and so it's really empowering business owners, people who want to create that voice in the world. They don't know how. It gives you all of the tips and strategies how to do that on a day-to-day basis.
How does one get out and be a speaker?
Well, it's a process. The first thing is that you have to know who you are first. Like, that is the key thing. You must know who you are, because that is the main central point of your message, right? And so if you don't know who you are, you're still figuring it out, or you're a jack of all trades and a master of none, it's kind of difficult to get out there as a speaker. So know what you're talking about. Know who you are. Know your expertise. Really delve into it and love it and be passionate about it, and that's the first step on how to become a great speaker. The next step is then you have to create this package that people want to buy into, that they want to hear. So because you've established your name as a brand, you've established your expertise, then you can go out into the world and say, hey, I have a message for you. But the main thing is really know your audience, know who you're speaking to, know the people that need to hear what you're saying, and then you'll easily transition into a very lucrative speaking business.
One of the best guys I've ever met was Les Brown. What part did he have in this for you, Crystal?
So Les actually endorsed the book, amazing mentor to all of us as speakers in the book. And so he came on. He said, I love what you guys are doing. He said, I know that it takes work and it takes people to actually vouch for you, right? Like, people have to vouch for you in this industry. And so he came in and he lended us his voice to say, this is a dynamic book. You need to get it. And it's really going to take you from where you are to where you want to go.
Les Brown, motivational speaker, all around fantastic human. I love Les.
Crystal, our young people seem like they're just not connecting because they're looking at the screen so much. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that they have to really designate some time where they actually download the download, right? So get off of the phone, disconnect from it, and really try to create human connections. It's funny, one of my mentees, she's an amazing young woman. She's in public relations, and she very rarely spends time off of online. I said, hey, you're NPR. It's about relationships with the public. So you have to get out there and really touch and feel people. I always say, join associations. Those really help for you to make those connections for people in your industry. But more importantly, take time to find a hobby. Hobbies are a great way to be personal with people. You meet them, you grow as an individual, and also then you have some level of impact in your community as well. So I say disconnect from the phone. Just designate some time when you say, I'm not going to be online. Then join an association or organization, and then pick up a hobby. That's a great way for young folks to really get engaged.
Book is titled Speak Up. Is it available at Amazon?
Well, it's going to be on Amazon, but we have a website called speakupthebook.com. It's going to be there. You can engage with us. You can subscribe. And also, when you go to the website, you'll also get additional information that won't be found in the book. So try to get online and engage in this community, because we really want to be a resource to people who don't have the resources, right? A lot of people have these dreams. They have these hopes, and they feel like they don't have a network. So this is a time where I encourage people to go online and get engaged, because then you'll find some free information there to help you grow.
It's called Speak Up. Speakupthebook.com is where you can go and buy 1,000 copies. Crystal Berger, I love you. You're a great, great person, and good luck with this project.
Thank you guys so much. I love you guys, and I look forward to talking to you guys again. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Crystal Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, book titled Speak Up. You can go to speakupthebook.com, speakupthebook.com, and very well could help you a lot.
Yeah, see the mission on that site, uncover your passion and purpose and redefine your presentation skills. Great stuff.
Yep.
Speakupthebook.com.
And you have something others don't have. You just have to identify what that is.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a real expertise in a slim area that has appeal to a lot. And some people discount that because it's natural to them. But if you hone that, there are a lot of people that want to hear you talk about it. Okay, we're going to come right back. More in just a moment. It's Friday. ESPN 93.5, your Fox update next, 728 ESPN 93.5.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit MaxRecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. With the AutoZone Rewards Program, members get more, like a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an SEP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Dining out, you want easy
parking, a restaurant with a full bar, chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes, Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel, where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your local Erie agent in Champaign and Urbana is Sticklin Insurance. Get a quote at 217-328-1612.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Hey everybody, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Rosati's Pizza is serving up a fish special just for Lent. Yep, a pizza place
by his most famous former client.
He just was not much of an attorney, that I will tell you.
President Trump on Fox's Sean Hannity, the president's ex-personal attorney who testified for 3 days on Capitol Hill, called the president a cheat and con man. The president's supporters have called Cohen a convicted liar who's not to be believed. Now, when it comes to who's to be believed, North Korea says it's the president who has it wrong when it comes to why there was no nuclear deal reached.
Kim Jong-un offered to close the sprawling Yongbyon nuclear facility, the prime source of fissile material for North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But in exchange, according to President Trump, he wanted all of the sanctions against the regime lifted.
Fox's John Roberts. Pyongyang says it only asked that some of the sanctions be lifted. This is Fox News.
Hey everybody, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Rosati's Pizza is serving up a fish special just for Lent. Yep, a pizza place serving fish. What a novel concept. Stop by Rosati's during Lent for a fish sandwich, fries, and a drink for $8.99. Every Friday through Good Friday at Rosati's Pizza. Oh, you can still get your favorite pizza, but for Lent, it's all about the fish. Every Friday, get a fish sandwich, fries, and a drink for just $8.99. Rosati's Pizza. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. 701 South Gregory in Urbana. 328-2334. And online at myrosati's.com/Urbana.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police arrested four people for weapons and drug offenses. Early yesterday, authorities served a search warrant in the 1200 block of West Bradley Avenue. Several guns and narcotics were found during the arrest. All four of the people arrested are believed to be involved in recent gun violence. Two juveniles were arrested along with two adults. A Champaign man has been charged in connection to a 2018 break-in at a cell phone repair store. 21-year-old Andre Runge is charged with breaking into the A&K Mega Service at 1401 North Prospect Avenue C. The News Gazette says a judge told him because of his criminal record, if he is convicted of the burglary, he could go to prison for 6 to 30 years. A Mahomet man has been found not guilty of sexually molesting a child. A Champaign County jury had deliberated for 14 hours over 2 days in the case of 36-year-old Benjamin Crowley. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, homeowner, you ready to do some fun math?
Fun? Like calculating my mortgage interest deduction?
Yeah, sort of. Grab a calculator. Now subtract 15 from 2019.
2004. What's it mean?
If your furnace was installed in 2004 or earlier, Matex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing will visit your home for a 100% free, no-obligation furnace check.
Our home was built in 2002, which means the furnace is 17 years old.
That's a free furnace check.
Free!
100% free from Matex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Call them today.
Big Grove Tavern at 1 East Main Street in downtown Champaign is a classic downtown Champaign tavern with a modern flair. Big Grove serves steakhouse quality beef at everyday tavern prices. Need a drink? Big Grove Tavern serves up great cocktails, wine, and beer with a daily happy hour. You'll find something for everyone. Vegetarian options, great weekend seafood specials, and Sunday brunch. All are welcome at Big Grove Tavern, 1 East Main Street in downtown Champaign. Go to biggrovetavern.com to check out their menu. That's biggrovetavern.com. Big Grove, big flavor.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. With the AutoZone Rewards Program, members get more, like a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an FTP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast and brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair. For windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Up to 41, partly cloudy, 29-hour low tonight. More clouds tomorrow, high 35, low 24. On Sundays, we wrap up the weekend, we could see some snow coming our way. I'm not seeing any mention of accumulation, high 26 down to 5, only up to 15 and down to 7 with sunshine expected on Monday as we're back to work. Right now, the temperature's at 24, ESPN 93.5.
You know, February was only 28 days.
Right.
Honda, BMW, an award-winning dealership, sold more Hondas ever in a month in February.
Wow. Congratulations,
no, it's
Ben.
Good news. Got that word here this morning. Most Hondas ever sold in the month of February, and they did that, and I contributed. We got the CRV, and I told you how it alerts me if I'm tired. It'll say a time for a break, a little cup of coffee will come on the screen, and the steering wheel shutters. I mean, the vehicles are given. I think most dealers feel their vehicles are great. Well, Honda BMW certainly has a track record. And more people are getting into them, and more people are stopping by. So why don't you find out what an award-winning dealership looks like? Honda BMW, you can get online at drivechampaign.com. Drivechampaign.com. Honda President's Award-Winning Dealership. See what that looks like. You're going to see that they're just good at everything. Well, they have to be to win an award like that. It's an international award. Service before, during, and after the sale off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. Well, again, it's March 1. We are here. We've got a basketball game Sunday afternoon, evening at 5:30. Illinois hosts Northwestern. State Farm Center. As we wind down the season, we'll be at the Big Ten tournament in just a few weeks. And Illinois trying to avoid that Wednesday matchup. They want to get to Thursday, at least get the first bye. Okay, President Donald Trump cut short North Korea summit after dispute over sanctions. Sometimes you have to walk. Political analyst David Grasso, it seems like both sides of the aisle kind of agreed with it, didn't they, David?
Yeah, they did. You know, the problem was is that, you know, Donald Trump, in his usual style, is a disruptive guy, disruptive president, wanted to make a deal. Normally, under normal circumstances, what happens under nearly any other administration, Republican and Democrat, they send their diplomats first, and they make sure they have a deal hammered out before the big guys show up, before the leaders show up. But, of course, Donald Trump had a lot of faith in his own ability to negotiate. Unfortunately, that hasn't come to pass yet, and the fruits of his labor, if they're ever going to come about, are in complete doubt. But, of course, we're all hopeful that he can reach a deal. The problem is that North Korea doesn't really want to disarm entirely, but they want us to take down all the sanctions.
Right.
And, of course, that's extremely controversial.
Wonder what the effect of taking a walk does to the China trade deal.
That is an interesting thought, right? Because those two are inextricably linked, right? Of course, China is North Korea's really only friend left in the world. They're both communist countries, neighbors, mm-hmm. of course. China sees North Korea, really, we learned through WikiLeaks, as a liability, not an asset. In fact, if you read between the lines, we learned that China would rather have a capitalist neighbor, funny enough. But for now, they worry about, you know, a refugee crisis and instability in the case that the Kims were to be removed. Now, at the same time that they're propping up North Korea, they're also dealing with the trade war, which was also started by our president and by many other people who feel we don't have a fair deal or a fair relationship with trade. I think already we have the upper hand on the trade war right now, which is something that I personally did not expect. I'm very pro-free trade, but I do think that at this point, the Chinese are willing to come to the table and hopefully you know, try to solve a lot of the problems, especially when it comes to intellectual property and to, you know, dumping.
Well, but if he sees Donald Trump taking a walk, wouldn't President Xi think, oh, gosh, the guy might walk on the trade thing. Maybe we do have to give something and make this a little more even, I suppose. I don't know if it does or not. I saw a column on that yesterday. Well, we'll see what happens, but I know leaving without something signed, I don't think was planned because they canceled the lunch. They had the documents ready to go, and then North Korea holds their own.
Yeah, nothing got signed.
Well, they had their own press. North Korea had a press conference at midnight, their time, saying, no, we didn't do that. And so we're left.
And it's unusual for a communist dictatorship to have a press conference. Let's remember that. So this is all very highly unusual. Yeah, I think they expected to walk out with a deal. And, you know, because Trump is a little cagey about the details, they thought that they wouldn't have to completely disarm.
Right.
Right? They thought, oh, this could be a graduated process.
Right.
And in the meantime, you'll take down these heavy economic sanctions. But, you know, the North Koreans miscalculated Mr. Trump, as many people do. And he came to the negotiation table and said, I want you to disarm entirely. And that was not.
Yeah. Okay. David, we'll see what happens. Certainly a lot on the horizon. Will the Democrats impeach Donald Trump? Will they not? Will they use their equity and what they've got and take it up to 2020? How many Democrats will run for president? The over-under in my mind is 22. I just made that up, but that sounds about right. I don't know who emerges. I asked a guest earlier this hour, who do you think emerges? Will it be somebody on the far left, or will it be somebody like Joe Biden that gets out of it, or will the progressives let a Joe Biden through?
Well, here's the thing. If the left is smart, right, they'll pair someone from the progressives with someone from the moderate wing, right? And definitely have the moderate person at the top of the ticket, right? So let me give you an example, like a Joe Biden, right, with a Beto O'Rourke, right? Because that would solve both problems,
okay.
Right? Or a Joe Biden with a Kamala Harris, for instance. That would be the smart thing. Whether that's going to happen or not, I have no idea.
I'll take Joe Biden. How about this, David? I'll take Joe Biden with Trey Gowdy. Let's go. Come on. Let's get Trey Gowdy. I love hearing him ask questions. It's just the best.
Well, you know, parties tend to not be practical, unfortunately. And, you know, but they're often their own worst enemies. And, you know, Donald Trump, the economy's still good. Historically, incumbents get reelected when the economy's good, despite all his mounting legal problems and, you know, his unusual personality and whatnot. He still has a fair shake at reelection if he isn't removed.
David Grasso, how do people follow you?
You can follow me at Grasso Roots. My last name is Grasso. It means in Italian, but it sounds like grassroots as well. So
Grasso is Grasso. David Grasso, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. 7:42. You always text in. Anything we talk about, you're welcome. 359-2255. We've had some texts I have not gotten to yet. Anything I need to
Okay, so we were mentioning about our younger people looking at the screens too much. Kyle had said our older generations maybe sit on the phone just as much.
Sit on the phone in the same way looking at screen. I think there's no question that demographic is growing. There's no doubt about it. Are they on as much? I would say not with the earbuds. They might be looking at screens trying to figure out Facebook on their phone to see their grandkids, but I would say the 17-year-old through 24 still got more earbuds in.
That's right.
Then
Jonathan contributed in our political chat, Dems are the best at holding back media bombs and dropping them when it counts, so don't be so sure when there isn't anything to report just because you haven't heard about it yet.
Yeah,
Hashtag MAGA.
Possibly, but I think if there'd have been something about Donald Trump, think about the kind of examination they've done for 2 years. They haven't found anything? So if there would be something, I would suspect that there's no way that holds the excitement and the foaming at the mouth would be just too great.
Right.
Okay, check your sports headlines. That's coming up.
The tradition lives on at the Illini Inn, located in the heart of Campustown. Since 1970, thousands have frequented the inn, and the tradition lives on in a fully renovated space. Yes, the famous mug club still around. Stop by, join today. You might just be member 100,000. Yep, there's that many that have joined the club. You should join today. Stop by the Illini Inn for lunch or dinner. They offer daily food and drink specials, including salad, wings, pizza, and more. The Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition. Find them at 901 South 4th Street.
free at theIlliniInn.com or search the Illini Inn on Facebook.
Hello, it's Nikita with MX Electric. When we say no job is too small or too large, we mean it. Here are some examples of our past jobs. Fix a short and attic wiring, repaired yard post light, added doorbell cameras, removed knob and tube, repaired bathroom heater fan, added 220 for a water heater, upgraded home panel, added garbage disposal switch, repaired electrical inspection report items, added a car charger outlet. Whew. So call me and I'll schedule any of your electrical projects.
We like, call my 217-359-7293.
There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting worse, or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com.
Yeah. Federally, there's a bill coming for legalization of marijuana federally. So then it really doesn't matter if it's legal federally. Right now, states can do that, but it's going to pop the bubble in Illinois if
right.
we just go federal. And that's being supported by all the further left candidates like Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, Kamala, Cory Booker, Kirsten Gillibrand. And we've talked about it. So more discussions coming on marijuana. I'm firmly against it. And I don't think there's an overwhelming for federal law. I think state by state, I think that's kind of up to the states. But I'm just against it in principle. And I don't know where that is on the polls. I think a lot of people are for legalization. But as we learn more and actually look at the studies, it appears it can be for some a real gateway to other drugs. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear that. But and then there's the smoking and driving issues, which are inevitable. So you got to deal with that. And they say, well, alcohol is worse, and it probably is. But why introduce something that's going to impair you more? They're going to smoke it anyway. Okay. There's still going to be a black market. Don't think that black markets go away when you legalize stuff, because it doesn't. Then you get it cheaper, and it's better. It's got more TCH or THC, whatever that's called. Here we go, sports headlines.
I love when you talk pot.
I am
Jamie.
An expert, so stand down. I know what I'm talking about with those bings or bongs.
Speaking
or
of the green,
bongs or whatever you call them.
It's unofficial today, and we feel like it's a quiet storm right now, and maybe it won't evolve into a storm at all.
Knocking on wood here.
Exactly.
Listen, this is a party Champaign-Urbana doesn't want. They've done a good job making it very restrictive, unwelcoming for big drinkers. We don't want them to come in. Why would we want Carbondale to come here and drink to excess?
Well, and Halloween certainly was tampered down at SIU after years of the pinch. And I saw, you know, in that article we brought up earlier this week, over 375 tickets in our heyday, but last year was like 47 or something.
Keep it going.
Exactly. In baseball, it's been a big deal. We have Bryce Harper with that $330 million and 13 years. Evidently, there's a no opt-out and no trade clause that came along with it.
He is a Philadelphia Philly till he's 40.
Hearing the captain of the Philadelphia Phillies, Dave Kepler, heard about it from fans behind the third base dugout during the game against Toronto.
Well, because they had their phones.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's an interesting way to learn. Oh, yeah, that happened. So, and then Manny Machado probably still feels okay with his deal.
Well,
he
made more. Manny made more. Average
actually got higher annual average value.
Like 30. And Bryce only got 25.
Okay, gotcha.
According to my math, if a guy gets 150 hits in a year, which is probably about right, that's like 188,000. Is that right? 180,000 per hit or something?
And we were talking about the at-bats being 44,000 time.
The math is just stupid, because if you take 26 million, which is what his 13-year average will be, and you divide that by 150 hits, which would be, it's 173,000 a hit.
Wow.
It's 800,000 per home run.
There you go, boys and girls. Keep track. Keep bat practice up.
Batting practice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, All right, let's go on to the Big Ten. Number 9, Michigan over Nebraska, 82-53. Minnesota over Northwestern. That final was 62-50. Of course, we've got Northwestern Sunday at 5:30 at the State Farm Center. Are we doing tickets for that?
Nope. Okay. Gave them away yesterday to Roger Montgomery. That's right. All I had. I only have a few more tickets for the year, and it's Indiana's the last home game after Sunday. So that's it. Season's over.
That's right.
Then I'll be getting my football tickets to give away.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And spring football is always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Pacers over Minnesota. 122-115. Bulls in Atlanta tonight. 4 Illini volleyball players trying out for the USA team this weekend in Colorado. And I think it's Jonathan Vegas at the Honda Classic in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
Yep.
Top of the leaderboard at 6 under at this point.
I saw Ernie Els is up there too, and Ernie's like 50.
Is that right?
No, he's up there.
Almost on the senior league.
Well, I think he's actually, I think he's, isn't there any else
right
over
on
50?
The cusp.
I think he's over 50. Anyway, one of the older guys up there. And Nathaniel got to play that golf course in eighth grade. It's really hard. It's a hard play, man. This Jack Nicklaus designed, they call it the bear trap coming in. It's a tough golf course. The Honda Classic going on this weekend.
Okay. So, St. Louis Blues are in Colorado. That does it for sports.
7:50.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
At Flooring Surfaces, you'll find the right floor for your home, office, or construction project in a beautiful showroom filled with the latest fashions in flooring. And right now, you can save 30, 40, even 50% off closeout and overstock floors, like beautiful hardwoods, soft carpets, and amazing porcelain tiles. With dozens of items on sale now, it's easy to see why the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces.
Flooring Surfaces. First
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Shop away those winter blues and visit Game Day Spirit, where select men's and women's apparel is 30% off now. Ladies can shop great deals on Illinois-branded business attire in missies and plus sizes, perfect for the office. Gentlemen gravitating towards a sharp casual look will find 47 brand apparel marked down as well. Exclusions may apply. Check deals online at GameDaySpirit.com and try one of your favorites on in the store.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Celebrate Stone Creek Golf Club's 20th season with a yearly membership pass now on sale. For wintertime dining, enjoy Addie's Bar and Grill. It's open to the public year-round. Make daily lunch or dinner an occasion with party and event rooms for your friends and clients. Their warm atmosphere and 11 TVs for viewing sports makes dining an inviting alternative. Delicious entrees, sandwiches, and appetizers with drinks make Addie's your favorite neighborhood eatery. Take some time to dine off South Windsor in Urbana.
All right, check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Well, we've got some clouds today, but still mild. High 41 expected and 29 our low tonight. Up to 35, down to 24 for tomorrow's forecast. Morning snow showers on Sunday, high 26. Then dipping down into the single digits. A cold start on a Monday with the sunshine, high 15, low 7. Right now, the temperature's at 25. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah. And if you want janitorial supplies, it's Betsy and Brad Parks at CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Kind of weird that I like going in and looking around. What's that do? Oh, really? Oh, look at that floor. You just push that button? Industrial equipment, they've got people to repair stuff as well. CMIclean.com, CMIclean.com. Visit today off Bloomington Road in Champaign or call 359-6262. It is 7:54, kind of a weary eye on the Sunday forecast. You said some snow, but not really. I see it moving, but it's hard to tell.
Uh-huh.
Kind of looking like it's splitting up kind of in Chicago and here, and so it's really hard. A little early.
Right.
Know a lot more tomorrow. Because we have basketball, it's 5:30 on Sunday. We don't want any, you know, weather issues.
Sure.
Okay, going to break for the news. Coming up after the news, we're going to talk to a author of the book. What's the name of the book? He's called
Positive Financial Karma?
Yeah, he's known as America's Accountant.
Okay.
We'll talk positive financial karma, common sense stuff you'll really understand. Coming up next.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Bryce Harper doesn't want to be a Philly very badly. He wanted to entertain every other potential option. The Giants, the Dodgers. And it makes me wonder for this reason right here. While everything's fine right now, how does this marriage look in 3-4 years? What if it's not all going swimmingly in Philadelphia? You've now got a 13-year marriage together. Do you want to get married to someone who has cold feet before you even get to the altar? Do you want to have a 13-year relation with someone? They were flirting? With other teams, all the way up to now, you can say business is business, Will, and he was just making sure he's trying to get the right deal. I don't know. This deal was sitting there on the table for a long time. I would have serious concerns about getting into a long-term relationship with somebody who wasn't that sure about it in the first place.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
Need a little sweet in the office this morning? Pick up some new donut sticks from McCafe. Sweet, golden brown dough, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, and made fresh every morning. It's a little sweet you can share. Kind of like saying, Happy Monday, and actually meaning it. Bringing homemade cookies for the break room, or laughing when the boss cracks the old working hard or hardly working joke for the 8th time this week. New donut sticks from McCafe. A little sweet to go with your coffee. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Hey, I'm Joel Kusky with Kusky Landscaping. I believe our business is all about you and your unique needs.
I was sold from the beginning. He came over to the house. What I really liked about him was the questions that he asked me. He was like, what do you envision this space being? So what I was impressed with was his creative mind and how he pulled things out of what Mitch and I wanted and kind of created something that we weren't quite sure about at first. And then as it began to grow and evolve, we love it.
I'm Joel Kusky. You can connect with me on our website at Kusky.com. That's Kousky.com.
What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
Be the hit of game day with Hickory River Smokehouse. Every get-together needs ribs, beef brisket, wings, and pulled pork. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Throw in some of their famous sides, and it's a party. Whether you're feeding just the kids or the entire gang, you are covered. Call ahead and pick up on game day. Your guests will thank you. In Springfield, Urbana, Peoria, Decatur, and at HickoryRiver.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
When is the perfect time to make something happen for your small business? The answer is always right now. Introducing the Right Now Sale from Vistaprint, where you can get 50% off any one item to promote your business and save up to $100. Choose a fresh stack of postcards, a standout banner, or whatever you need most. Why not? It's 50% off, but only until March 3rd. Own the now with the Right Now Sale and get 50% off any one item at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code Why Not. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Why Not. Restrictions apply. See website for details.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. With the AutoZone Rewards Program, members get more, like a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more.